Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And I'm very excited about having the lovely and talented Tiana Lawrence back on the show. Tiana has become one of our great blockchain experts, and she's an outstanding resource for us, folks. She is a co-founder of a company called Factum, which is a blockchain as a service company. And she is the author of a book that I've been recommending to you now for a couple of years, Blockchain for Dummies. It's out in the second edition, by the way, right now. And she's our good friend, Tiana Lawrence. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning. Thank you.
It's good to have you back, as always. I'm still on my soapbox. This is one of my new soapboxes, the blockchain. I was telling my audience about it 4 years ago. I was telling them to start studying it and understanding it. And Tiana, I'm calling blockchain, and chronologically speaking, I'm saying where we are with blockchain right now is where we were with the internet in, say, 1994, maybe 95. What do you think?
That's pretty close. We've seen some of the very first iterations of the technology, some of the first commercialization of the technology, but we haven't seen it starting to scale yet, but we're starting to see companies that have concepts about how to scale blockchain technology starting to come up, especially after the ICO craze that happened in 2017. So some of those companies have started to develop their technology, and it's out in the world.
Well, and one thing the internet didn't have to do that blockchain has had to do, and that separated itself from its original purpose, which was to deliver a cryptocurrency. The internet didn't have to do that, right? The internet was always just the internet, and so it didn't have to shed that perspective. And when you talk about commercialization, blockchain is being commercialized to some degree right now. But if you think about it, most people weren't really internet savvy probably until 97, 98, 99. I mean, my first website was 97, and I knew a lot of people in 97 who still didn't have a website. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. I think most people didn't have a website, didn't see the utility of the internet for the average person, like how that they should be engaging on it almost on a daily or even an hourly basis versus our reality now.
Right.
Which I don't think most of us could comprehend a world without our cell phones and websites and information that we get from the internet.
Right. And folks, if I think it's completely appropriate for us to be making these comparisons to the advent of the internet and the advent of blockchain. Only Tiana, I believe in probably even in my lifetime, and I'm pretty old. I believe that blockchain will be a bigger disruptor, a bigger change agent than the internet was. What do you think?
I think so. One of the things that blockchain can let us do is it allows a new level of globalization that we currently can't overcome, and we're seeing globally a lot of nationalism as. There's so much upheaval happening. The resources become tighter, and people are dealing with the consequences of changing global climate and war. And how do you get people to be able to conduct commerce when they don't have a set rules that they can all follow?
Right.
And so what blockchain can allow us to do is start to create these identities that have persistence over time, and you can understand like the depth of somebody's identity, which is important today when, you know, we've had so many people's identities compromised by Experian and some of these other data breaches. So, you know, how do we even, like, know that we can trust one another? So it's like that can be one of those major steps towards globalization is the ability to not need to trust in the same way that you and I have structured our society.
Right.
So I think that's really important. And then on the other part is the ability to conduct commerce. So right. What cryptocurrencies or digital fiat currencies can allow us to do is to conduct commerce in a more sort of like a paradigm shift.
Yep. I agree with that. Hold on to that thought. We're going to come back and talk about this more, folks. As you can tell, she knows what she's talking about. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want to find out more about blockchain, I can't recommend a book any better than hers, Blockchain for Dummies, now in its second edition. Check it out, 20 till. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.